warning. This podcast may contain spoilers from whatever TV show or movie is mentioned. Please listen at your own discretion. Welcome to Viewers Anonymous.
Yo, what's going on? I am Scoots Bronson.
And I am S. Foster.
And that's right, you tuned into another episode of the Viewers Anonymous podcast, where we give you our very own reviews and takes of movies and TV straight out of Hollywood. Brother, we back for another one, man. You ready for this joint?
Yes, sir, man. Let's do it.
All right, man. So before we get into it, you guys already know, second episode of the week. You know how we get down, man. So we about to go ahead and get into it. It is What We Watching. You ready?
Yep.
What we watching?
All right, man. So what you got for us this week?
All right, man. So I got one this week. It is a Apple TV original. And I will give one disclaimer. Mm-hmm. So what I'm watching is Monarch Legacy of Monsters, right?
Oh, okay.
And if y'all are going to watch this, this is the only disclaimer I say, because I remember some people were complaining about the you remember when Kong versus Godzilla came out?
Yeah.
And like, there were people who were kind of complaining about it. Mm-hmm. And what it was they didn't watch the two movies before. They didn't watch Skull Island, and they didn't watch the Godzilla, what was it, King of Monsters? It was something like that. Yeah. Like, they didn't watch those two, and so Kong versus Godzilla didn't make sense. So right. It's like, well, if y'all want to watch this show on Apple TV Plus, you have to see those three movies. Mm-hmm. You got to see those three movies, okay, and then watch the show, because it's not going to make any sense. So that's my What We Watching, man, is it's Monarch Legacy of Monsters on Apple TV Plus.
That's what's up, man. So I got one as well. Mine is on Netflix. It is the live action version of Avatar: The Last Airbender. I've seen the show already, and so I'm just pretty much just doing comparisons and then, you know, just rewatching and, you know what I'm saying, reliving the experience at this point. But they've done a good job so far to me. I will say that, because a lot of people be like, man, this live action was trash. Like, the live action One Piece was ass. They could have did better. But, you know, live and you learn. So yeah, this one is pretty good though. So y'all go check that out, man. It's on Netflix. It's Avatar: The Last Airbender, live action.
What's up?
So, man, this episode is going to be one for the ages. I'm not gonna lie to you. Excuse me. This movie is funny. This movie is witty, and truthfully, this movie is right up my alley. This movie is Grandma's Boy, released in 2006. I believe this is under the Happy Madison,
yes,
Productions, right?
Umbrella. So it's
it's all of the you know what I'm saying, the crew from Adam Sandler. But this movie is about a 35-year-old video game tester who has to move in with his grandma and her two roommates after he finds out that his friend did not pay rent at their apartment.
We fighting, man. I'm sorry. We fighting, man.
You got to, bro. You got
ain't no
to,
way,
bro. Because how else do you, like, not know to do the right thing in that situation? Like, my man was buying hookers.
You know what I'm saying?
And he fell in love with her, bro. That shit is crazy.
Yeah. There's no way. He handled that way too smooth. Well, not too smooth, absolutely, but too cool. There's no way I'm being that cool if I've been giving you the rent money for 6 months and you ain't paid this
and
shit
you ain't
in
paid
6 months.
Nothing?
Nothing? With two buff dudes in here packing up my shit?
Bro, nah. shout out to Kevin Nash, by the way, because the one dude is Kevin Nash. This nigga just went in there and just started eating his chips.
Yeah.
You supposed to be moving shit, bro. You just come in and just start eating my food, bro.
Yeah, man. That's the way to start a movie, man. That's what Sir Moon, but that's some bullshit, man. He was just too laid back, man, and just too accepting that you just got kicked out of your place. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because your roommate hasn't been paying the rent for 6 months because he was using it on hookers at the massage parlor. And then he go live there. You know what I'm saying? you trying to find somewhere to stay, and my man is going to the massage place to go live. Like, yo.
Which is crazy, by the way.
That is super crazy.
That is wild. But let's get into the cast, man. We got Alan Covert, Linda Cardinelli. We got Peter Dante. We have Kevin Nealon, Doris Roberts, Nick Swartzen, Jonah Hill. Who else is in this joint? Oh, I thought this shit said Tom Holland. I was like, how old is this nigga? Crazy, bro. Like I said, you had Kevin Nash in here. Famous wrestler. Rob Schneider was in this joint. David Spade was in this joint. Damn, what's the one dude's name, bro? I can't find him. Oh, Joel David Moore, who played the that nigga was the genius game creator. That nigga is funny. That nigga was talking about a fucking robot, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you tell Samantha that say on my face.
Hey, that nigga said later, losers. Remember, this nigga is crazy. That shit is funny as
fuck, bro. When that motherfucker was, yo, when Alex left Samantha's office. And my man was standing up against the wall and he had his coat jacket up.
Bruh.
And he was like, yo, he said, JP, what the fuck are you doing? And he said something about his breath stink or something. And he was like, yo, I'll kick your ass. He was like, he can see me? And I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, bro, that nigga came into the office when she was talking to the boss, Kevin Nealon, bro. That nigga was dressed like Neo from The Matrix. Hey, bro, I was weak as fuck. I'm going to tell you why that's so fucking funny, though. Because I know real life people like that. Like, I know niggas that be, like, so into some shit. That they are literally like that, bro. Like 100% just straight, flat out nerds. They don't have no other balance in their life, but they just, them niggas just nonstop nerds. They cool as fuck to be around when they good people. But if they like JP, bro, them niggas are the worst. They do weird shit, like talk like robots and dress like the nigga in The Matrix. Like that, they do shit like that in real life, bro. I know that type of nigga 100%. That shit is that's why to me I think that shit was so funny, bro. Cause that's all I could think about was just niggas that I knew who was just like that. I'm like, bro, this nigga really had that shit down packed, bro. Like so much, like you can tell in his real life, like he's somewhat like that for real. maybe not now, but at this time, you could tell he was like that for real because I think this was 06, so this is like right before he even got like to that fame part, because another movie that he's in where he plays kind of like this nerd role is you've seen it probably, Dodgeball.
Oh yeah, definitely.
He's in Dodgeball, but he also plays like a nerd in Dodgeball. So you know what I'm saying? Like this is his stick. Like he really does this shit, bro. That's what I'm like. In real life, bro, he gotta somewhat be like this. Not the way he dress and all that, but like just the way he act. He's for sure a nerd, bro. So Alan Covert plays Alex, who's the main character. His grandmother is played by Doris Roberts, Lily. Shout out to Doris Roberts. You know what I'm saying? If you guys do not know the comedic genius of Doris Roberts, you have to watch Everybody Loves Raymond. you have to watch Everybody Loves Raymond. She kills in that show. She does a really great job, you know what I'm saying, just playing herself for real. That I really think she just plays herself in these roles. But yeah, because she's not as, you know, so like she's not as in the spotlight, it's not like as apparent, but she kills, bro. Like in this movie, she kills. When she was making, when they had the house party and she was making the cereal and shit, and dude said some smart aleck shit, and she was like, guess we're not getting no cereal now.
What it was, she said it was Colonel or Captain. Captain, it wasn't Captain, it's Colonel Crunch. So, yeah, Colonel Crunch. So she said, who wants some Colonel Crunch? And then the dude was like, ooh, me. And so, she said, Colonel Crunch is just so cute. I just wish he would just jump off the box and have a drink with us. He was like, well, I guess I'm not that high. And then she's like, well, you know what? No Colonel Crunch for you. And she took it and gave it to the other dude.
To the big dude. That shit was funny as fuck, bro. So this is the great thing about this shit for me, right? Is that these niggas work at a video game company where they develop video games, create video games, whatever. Yeah. These niggas are game testers.
Yep.
The greatest job ever. This is my dream job, my nigga. I'm not gonna lie to you. To get paid games. Yeah, to get paid to play video games, bro. This for all those years our parents told us that video game is going to ruin your brain. You're not going this shit ain't gonna do nothing for you in the future. Look at us now. You all are wrong. You were all wrong. You don't, that let me know you had no vision. You couldn't foretell shit. But this was great for me, bro. Like I really enjoy this shit because it's so relatable. Like, not the fact that, you know, so like I've worked in as a game tester or developer or whatever. But just the fact of just that camaraderie of playing video games, you know what I'm saying? Like just being, knowing that one dude that, you know, y'all playing maybe Madden or 2K, and I'm sure you definitely got some stories because you was in college, and you know what I'm saying, like that's a big, big thing in college. But you know what I'm saying, like that one dude who just, well, you know, when he stepped in the room and he grabbed the sticks, it's over for anybody. Like we got one in our group. It's my cousin Jair. Like that nigga, whatever he plays, if he get good at that shit, don't even worry about it. Just find you another game. Cause you're not gonna beat that nigga. Like to this day, bro, it's a struggle to beat this nigga in Madden. I hate it. And then that's and that's the one thing he'll bring up. You'll be talking shit to him. Like if you beat him in basketball or whatever, you can beat him in checkers, whatever. Let's play Madden. He one of them type people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you'd be like, man, fuck you, bro. But nah, I really like the fact that they made Alex this dude who really like had a love for video games, like as far as he was going so far as even creating one himself. And I thought that that part was dope because, you know, once you get so into something so much, you know, for him to be a game tester but still have the skills of being able to code and create his own game, like this nigga really could have had a way better position at that job. But you could tell he really loved the position that, like, he loved being a game tester. So I thought that was super cool, man. And, you know what I'm saying, like, his best friend was on there. So, well, his best friend was also a game tester. So I thought that was cool. Shout out to Nick Swartzen, who played Jeff. Nick Swartzen at this time, super, super fire. I don't know if you familiar with Nick Swartzen and his work, but if you ever seen Reno 911, he went crazy on that show. He had his own show on Comedy Central for a little while too. You know what I'm saying? And then around the time, well, how much are you into comedy?
Well, like I say, man, it's really like when it comes to comedies, man, it's really spotty for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like because I'm a type of person where it's kind of like when it comes to certain comedies, I got to be in like a certain mood. Right. You know what I'm saying? And like I'm looking at his IMDb now. It's not really anything that's really like jumping off the page for me.
It's a things lot that of I've seen. Girl. I mean, I would say Happy.
Yeah, Girl. Yeah, like Jack and Jill, and yeah. Just Go With It, and Bench Warmers and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, that was a lot of stuff I didn't really get into like that, and like Reno 911 and all of that. So, so yeah, like you, this is way more in your lane.
Oh,
of this type of thing.
Okay, so were you ever on the Dane Cook wave?
Dude, the funny thing about Dane Cook is like the one movie that I actually watched with Dane Cook in it, he played a serious role.
No, I'm not talking about movies. I'm talking about like
Well, no, but I do remember because I remember
like how big he was though.
Yeah. Okay. I do remember that.
Okay, cool. So like when Dane Cook was up there, like Nick Swartzen, he wasn't like up there, but he was in that stratosphere though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's how fire he was around that time. So like they all like when that all that shit was popping, like from I want to say from the 2000 to 2010s, like that was they time. And he had work, like this motherfucker stayed working. You know what I'm saying? Like I guarantee you, he got fat pockets for sure, because that's all he did. He was on damn near. If it was like, you know what I'm saying, we already said the Happy Madison shit, but if it was like anything, like just as far as like awkward ass comedy, just outright, just outrageous, blatant comedy, he had something to do with it. And like I said, the stand up part too. But he had a very successful special around that time. So like he was, when I say like he was on fire, like he really was on fire. But I enjoy his character because, you know what I'm saying? Like he was the dude that was just like, he had Alex's back no matter what. He fucked with, like, that was his boy. You know what I'm saying? And he was the one dude who was like, he always was putting on like he was nice, but that nigga, we knew that nigga was always, he's one of them stunners. He was a 100% stunner, bro. This nigga was talking about all the chicks he be talking to and everything else, and this nigga lost his virginity to an 80-year-old woman, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's crazy. Yeah.
No, that you think that's crazy? No, what's crazy is this motherfucker is a grown ass man with a car bed.
Come on. That is amazing to me. That's
and amazing. he had the whole
yes.
nightgown.
Yes. The onesie pajamas. Bro.
With the footies.
That nigga said, he opened up the door, bro. That nigga said, you got to be quiet so you don't wake my roommates up. That nigga said, what you mean, your mom and your dad?
He said, yeah, but they still my roommate.
Hey, bro, straight fucking comedy, bro. That nigga, man, let me tell you something, bro. That nigga said, yeah, I got an extra bed for you. And that nigga threw down a fucking blow-up pool toy.
Please tell me you heard the part where he said, yo, you sleep in a car bed. He was like, yeah, a sweet ass car bed. He's like, my sister was gonna buy me some rims for
it. He said he gonna get her some, she said she gonna get him some rims and what's that shit called? Some LED lights or some shit like that to put on the side of them. Nigga have a tricked out car bed is crazy.
Yeah, this one had three hubcaps above the bed, yo. Like, yo, what is going on? That whole scene is crazy, though, but.
Absolutely. Bro, this nigga wakes up in the middle of the night to get his rocks off to a fucking Laura Croft Barbie doll. Bro.
Yo.
That's
comedy.
Yes, that scene is everything. That scene is everything. Because the best part about the scene is the getting off to the Barbie doll was crazy. But niggas have been in this predicament before. You've been over somebody else's house. You know what I'm saying? You wake up in the middle of the night and you like, damn, like, bro, you know what I'm saying? You be wanting to get one off, right? sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't, depending on who you are. I've never done it over nobody else's house, but I know the feeling. Bro, this nigga was about to pop off, and then that nigga mom came in the house. I mean, came in the bathroom. This nigga said, oh, I can't stop coming.
He said, it feels so good.
Oh, my God. He said, hey, no. Told that nigga, man, I can't believe you came on my mom. Bro, that shit is funny as fuck, bro.
All time is, he said, my mom said, you can still stay. He said, yeah, with that breakfast, that's going to be the morning. Bro. And then my man went to work and told everybody.
Literally.
Like, come on, man. If your friend, no matter how they came on your mom,
right.
I'm not telling nobody.
At all. That's not
nobody's knowing the story.
Know. Yeah, that's not a story I need to let anybody know. Now, I will say that my mom busted in on this nigga beating off to the left. No, for sure, because that's funny. But I'm not telling them the finishing move. That was wild. So basically, you know, saying this nigga JP is like the, you know, saying like the god of the place, right? Because
yeah,
he
prodigy.
Is supposed he to be, himself. Yeah, he's supposed to be this like genius video game creator who created some video game when he was like 15 or some shit like that. And now they're working on like the third rendition of it, mm-hmm. which is funny to me because usually when a game gets like to that level, depending on what type of game it is that by the time we get there, that game is going to be trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, that game ain't going to be shit. Unless it's like, you got games like Final Fantasy, which, you know what I'm saying, have been going on since we was fucking kids. Like, Zelda is one of them games, Super Mario, Sonic, those type of games. Those games always are going to be classics, right? Mm-hmm. But this one seemed like it was going to be shit because he kind of was losing his creativity. Like, he was kind of getting out of, you know what I'm saying, what kind of kept him or having that passion, you know what I'm saying, for what he was doing. You could kind of tell, like, he was getting too full of himself. And he was taking forever to finish this game. So they had to bring in, what's her name, Samantha.
Samantha.
Yeah, they had to bring Samantha in to basically oversee the the completion. And they needed it by like a due date or some shit like that, which I don't really know like exactly how it works in video game companies, but we need a lot more Samanthas in video game companies because some of these games, bro, be taking forever to come out. Like Grand Theft Auto 6, let me tell you something. Talk about a video game that was supposed to come out 10 years ago. This is bad. If you can't do everything, I mean, when I say everything, I mean, you should be able to throw trash away on Grand Theft Auto 6. That's how long they've been working on this game. You should be able to pump your fucking, you should be able to pump your gas in your fucking car. You should be able to fucking, you should be able to clean your house up. You're supposed to be able to do everything, bro. Whatever you can do in real life, you should be able to do in Grand Theft Auto 6. Because I think Grand Theft Auto 5 came out, I want to say in like 2000, maybe like 14 or 13 or 14 or some shit like that. This fucking game, bro, went through three systems. Three fucking systems, bro. It came out on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Then it came out on PlayStation. It was out on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And, of course, now it's still out on PlayStation 5 and Xbox X and Series X and S. So that's three different systems that this game has been out. And when I tell you that people seen the trailer, they just start going crazy. Oh, I can't wait for this shit. I can't wait. I'm not saying shit until I play it. I'm not getting hype. I'm not selling myself on this shit. None of that, bro. Because I don't know. I don't have no faith in Rockstar right now.
Oh, damn.
No, I really faith. Don't. Have you ever played Grand Theft Auto 5 online?
No, the last Grand Theft Auto I played was Vice City.
Cool. Grand Theft Auto 5 Online, you can fly a car.
A car?
Yeah, they have a car that flies.
Okay.
You can also buy a jetpack and fly around that way. You know what you can't do? Can't rob random stores. You can fly a fucking jetpack, but you can't rob random stores.
Yeah, that's just hilarious.
Yeah, it's all kind of shit they threw in that game. Bro, they had this one thing on there where aliens was in the little town and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So like you could find aliens and shit and kill them and like get these special weapons, or you could have just waited till it was all over and just bought it from the gun shop like I did. But it was like a little event that they had where you could like kill aliens and shit. But the only way it happened is you had to get high to find them. The fucking game is crazy, bro. They just making anything up at this point, bro. This game is sick.
That's hilarious.
So,
man.
Yeah. Oh, video games, bro. I know you heard the news.
I did hear the news. I sent you something about it on Instagram.
Yeah. How you
about some of the features it? That was gonna have in there.
Yeah.
Listen, man. When I get myself back to that point, I would be excited because I am currently without game systems. But no, I'm super excited about it, man. Just the fact that some of the things that they got in there, I mean, it is going to make it, I think the recruiting is going to be crazy. When I play, I never play like the regular mode. I always go straight into dynasty mode and just, you know what I'm saying? Get my shit going. Does. And the whole recruiting process is going to be crazy because you're going to have the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then, you know, and I like how they're going to let you do the conference realignment. You can do that how you want. You can do the playoffs how you want.
Yep.
And they did say that, and I've always thought, in my personal opinion, that NCAA has always been different from Madden, 100%. In my personal opinion. I always felt it'd been better because I felt like on Madden, now I get the point they was trying to make, but like, now look, I don't game as much as you game. I haven't played in a while, but because the last Madden I played was PlayStation 4, and it was like 2020 or 19 or one of them.
I can say with great faith that nothing has changed.
Except I do
for like a few modes, but nothing has changed.
I'm talking about
100% the same.
It's like, I know they're trying to say, yo, it's harder to run the ball in the NFL than it's got, but it's like it was like damn near impossible to run the fucking ball.
Still is.
Oh Madden. It's like, yo, these motherfuckers ain't that good. Like,
yo, let me tell you something. If you get on Madden 2024 right now and you play on all Madden, you know, like those videos where like after the Super Bowl or like after a game, you see a dude just like punch the fuck out the TV and just like throw the TV around and shit and destroy it. That's what all Madden was going to make you do. You can't throw the ball without getting picked off. You get hit, you're going to fumble. You're going to get sacked. The pocket is going to collapse as soon as you call. Like, bro, it took me forever to play on all Madden, like on this shit, bro. I was just like, you know what? There's no point in playing this shit. unless I play on a different difficulty level. I felt like at one point in time, there was no point in playing on this shit. I was forced to play on all Madden. And we played it because, well, now they got the online dynasty mode. So you can like play the dynasty. I mean, well, not dynasty, the franchise mode is Madden, but you could play like the franchise with friends and shit. So like you literally can go through seasons like with your homies. Now I hope they bring that to NCAA because I think that shit'd be dope. You know what I'm saying? You gotta recruit your friends and all that shit. That'd be fire.
Yeah, it was, yo. What I've always liked is the fact that you could be, in my opinion, you could be balanced on the college game. Mm-hmm. So I like how they got that. I do like that the players are going to get, I know it's not a ton of money, but yeah, you know, they're going to get $600, but like some players can get a little bit. Yeah. If, with this amount of players, I mean, it's 100 and
it's like 50 on each team, ain't it? Or no,
well, no. I was talking about how many schools. It's
153.
Is it 153? I thought it was like 120.
It used to be 120, but they've been like adding hella people to D1, so it's 153 now.
Yeah, and they said the FCS is not going to be on the game. No. So, but so yeah, I mean,
we might not get no HBCUs. Ain't no hopes for no North Dakota State, none of that shit.
Yeah, all of that is off. Yeah, all of that is off. So
all that shit is out of there.
Yeah, I think it's dope, man. I think it's dope because that's one of those games, man. That's one of those things that will really keep me in the house. I mean, I'd be in the house anyway, but I'm saying that's what'll keep me on the sticks is fucking NCAA. Like,
absolutely.
Get me in that mode, man. I could finish a season in 2 days.
Like, yeah, I wanna see how they do. I want to see how they do the player shit, right? Because you know, like on Madden, it's superstar mode. So knowing that NCAA is back, and for me, the greatest thing about it was you can literally create your player, and you could have them go 3 to 4 years, and then graduate to Madden. So like that was the whole reason I even bought Madden. Like back in the day, because usually NCAA and FIFA, those are my two joints. I had to get them every year. Only reason I would get Madden is because, you know, I gotta get my guy to the pros and I gotta see what he's gonna do. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully they bring that back. But we need a Samantha at Rockstar for sure, so we can hurry up and get this goddamn Grand Theft Auto shit popping. Because she was very efficient at her job. And what I liked most about her is that she was very, very down to earth. And that's what it seems to me like the girls who play video games or like the girls who like sports and, you know what I'm saying? Like the girls who are into kind of like what the dudes are into, they're always like that. They're always down to earth. Like it don't surprise me when I see them chugging beer. It don't surprise me when I see them like taking hella shots. Or you know what I'm saying, like
saying push it,
yeah,
dirty, you know, on the dance like, floor,
yeah, you know what I'm saying, little shit like that. Like it, that doesn't surprise me because they have personality. Like they, you know, those are the girls that you usually kick it with. Like for me, a girl like that would be like one of my best friends. You know what I'm saying?
No. Samantha was dope. Samantha was dope. What was hilarious? With the one black dude sitting right there watching,
just staring at her ass. That was
but crazy. He was staring hard.
It wasn't nothing to look at, but he was tuned in.
I knew that was coming
for sure. It wasn't much back there, but he was damn sure looking. I don't blame him though. You know what I'm saying? Also, man, this is a young Jonah Hill, bro. Like a very young. Early Jonah Hill, and I get it now. Like going back and seeing this, I get it.
Yeah,
I understand how he was able to, you know what I'm saying, like rise up like that, because he was great in this shit. He ain't have too much screen time, but he was great.
The funniest thing, like he didn't have many moments, and I would say this is one of the funniest things in the movies that he was able to take advantage of. When Jeff was kissing up on Grace, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, can you stop, please?
Hey, bro.
That shit was so funny to me. Bro. It wasn't nothing.
Bro, this is an old ass lady. She was like, what's old girl from Golden Girls? Was it Blanche?
I think it was. Yo, listen, she told my man, he said, yo, you my first. She said,
you like
3,000 or something. He rolled around in the bed and said, ah, I should have wore a condom.
Bruh, let me tell you something. When she started pulling out the pictures, bro, and she was naming niggas like fucking Charlie Chaplin, nigga. Hey, bro. I don't know if niggas know who Charlie Chaplin is. This nigga was popping in the 20s, nigga, the roaring 20s. Yeah. She was fucking on this nigga. How old is this? That's crazy, bro.
Yo, he said, was he solid?
She said, not with me. Yo, that's crazy. Charlie Chaplin, bro.
Hey, yo, my man went back and told everybody. They said, do you think she invented blowjobs? He was like, no, she didn't invent blowjobs. But she did invent blowjobs, sticking a finger in your ass.
You know what, bro? Only a white comic could get that off. In 2006, man. Yeah, only a white comic could get that off in 2006, bro. Especially Nick Swardson, because he told the line a lot with that type of comedy. Like when he was on Reno 911. This nigga used to be he was a gay prostitute, but he got around on rollerblades and he would have like the Daisy Duke shorts on and a cutoff shirt, bro, no. Like with the sleeves off. This nigga was fucking wildin', bro. That shit used to be funny as fuck. So he could definitely get that shit off. That was around his shit, bro. No, but we gotta get back to Jonah Hill, bro, because Jonah Hill had the greatest role of all time. I know that this nigga don't want Oscars and all that other shit. Yeah, that's cool. He should have got an Oscar for this role because my man got to suck a titty for a role.
For $13.
I want to know how real that was, because if those are the type of roles that they're giving out at Hollywood, yeah, I need my SAG after card, bro. You can suck a titty and come on, man. What are we doing? Why are these movies not still available? Like why are these type of roles no longer available anymore? Matter of fact, when is the last time you saw some, like, she has some nice boobs. When is the last time you seen nice boobs on film, bro?
I mean, like that. It's been a minute. It's like they don't publicize like that no more.
It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? They don't even do it in the horror films no more.
That's what I'm
saying.
Remember
in all the scary movies? Like, bro, you
Yeah, Friday the 13th and shit.
Come on, man. You was guaranteed to see some boobs, bro. That's what made these movies great. As a child, used to go watch this shit. And you know what I'm saying? Your parents be sleeping shit, and you and the homies all sitting around watching the scary shit. And next thing you know, right before it go ding, 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 you know what I'm saying? You seen boobs, you was like, ah, this is the life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not, bro, I'm gonna tell you what though. The best boobs on film come from the blaxploitation era. I'm sorry. But if you go back and watch some of them films, bro. I'm talking about they had variety. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking who got the Baskin Robbins, all right? 32 flavors. I'm talking about big, small, white, black, Asian, like just they had them all, bro. That's another one of the reasons why I love blaxploitation films, because like they was doing shit that you never expected to see in Hollywood.
Yeah. But
yeah. I'm not gonna lie, bro. We gotta bring boobs back on film. And 2024, even if it ain't like showing them, you know what I'm saying?
They did have them in Oppenheimer.
Yeah, they had great cleavage in Oppenheimer.
And I ain't even think, yo, I was shocked. Like when that first sex scene popped on, I was like, Christopher Nolan don't really do that.
But you know what though? He do find some ones with some good cleavage too, though. I will say that.
Well, that wasn't just cleavage.
No, I know that. But I respect it though. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta upgrade every now and then. You gotta graduate. You can't just keep, you know what I'm saying, poking the bear and not expecting this shit to happen. So eventually you gotta get them on there. But I thought that was a great addition to the film, which not for nothing, yo. Happy Madison movies don't really have that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, yeah. I know in Little Nicky, the one dude like had titties on his head, but I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? That was the joke. He had titties on his head. We don't really get to see like full bare breast in Adam Sandler type films.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So that was a wild stretch. Or reach, I'm sorry, I said stretch, or wild reach, because that could have went, you know what I'm saying, that could have did a lot to not get this motherfucker popping. The three old ladies, though, you got to respect them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They played the old lady roles perfectly, because the accuracy of getting hype for Antiques Roadshow is unmatched.
No. Come on, man. You gotta know what's the all-time scene in this movie.
Which one?
Yo. So when he first go over there, and so, you know what I'm saying, Grandma Lily take him to the room and says, you know, he said, Sophie didn't die in the bed, did she? She was like, no, she fell off the bed and died right there on the floor. So when she walked out, he jumped over the spot, right? But that ain't even the part. The part is when my man is in the bed at this point. He in the bed asleep and started hearing voices.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, it's quote unquote Sophie. You know what I'm saying? When his grandma popped up from behind that bed, yo. That is the all time. Like everybody in the world wished that was their grandma in that moment.
Absolutely.
Because
that's another thing. You hit that on the head though. She was a dope ass grandma, bro.
Oh yeah.
She was playing video games.
They got good.
That's crazy, by the way. Yo. That is crazy. Yo, if you go on Twitch, bro. You're gonna see an old person playing video games.
Yo, did you see the I should have sent you this shit. There's this guy that was an ex sniper in the Marine. Mm-hmm. And like now he's playing like Call of Duty and type games like that.
Yeah.
He's on like Twitch and shit. And like, dude, this motherfucker, man, they showing like he's lining it up, people running, and man, he's sniping people from like 200 yards. Like, it's crazy.
He should be banned. He should be fucking banned.
He's killing it.
Killing it in my ass. You want to know something that really pisses me off? Let me tell you, something that really pisses me off is when an NFL player plays Madden. Or an NBA player plays 2K, or a fucking sharpshooter from the fucking military gets on Call of Duty. Why are you playing this? You did this shit. You do this shit in real life. Get off the fucking game, bro. It's not fun no more. Do you know how hard it is to run around on the fucking map? You already got these 16 and 17 year olds. Who already good at the game before it even come out. They don't got to do too much except touch the controller, and they know how to play this motherfucker already. So you fighting them already. Then you got this one motherfucker who all the way in the back of the map. You can't see him. You can't detect him. His game tag don't pop up. None of that shit. And you just standing there. You might see some shit on the ground or whatever, and you trying to figure out what the fuck it is, and boom! Goddamn replay come up, and then you show him laying all the way in the back of the thing, scope down. You be like, man, fuck this dude, bro. I hate that shit. It was a map on, was it? It wasn't Modern Warfare. I think it was like either Black Ops 2 or Black Ops 3. One of them, where it was this spot that you could go lay down at, right? And all you needed was a sniper, and you could literally just sit back there, and you was guaranteed 20 to 25 kills every time you played. And that's all motherfuckers would do. And then, like, you would literally get most of your kills if your team held that side of the map. But if they didn't, like, you would, every now and then, like, you would get people to come up and, like, find you and kill you and shit, because, you know, you pretty much just watching through the scope. But, man, I don't like that, bro. He got to play something else.
Nah, it just reminded me, because when you said that, you know, oh, grandma playing the game, like, you know, this is like a grandpa. You know what I mean? Like, he's like in his, like, 70s.
Even worse. So and he was, got hella years.
Oh man, he was killing it, man. I wish I could remember who posted it.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like he's on the game killing it. But now grandma, but yeah, you, but now she was, yeah, but like those three, but and the funny thing is, like, all three of the old women just had completely different personalities. You know what I'm saying? You had the freak, you know what I'm saying, and Grace, you had the you know what I'm saying? The creepy one and B.
And B. Yo, shout out to B. For real. Because B didn't really, B didn't really give a fuck about nothing. She was flying free. She was the Betty White of the group.
Yeah, all she did was just play with her pills. I mean, that was it.
Word.
And Grandma Lily, she was just the glue that kept this shit all going. Mm-hmm. Yo, the all-time funniest shit, yo, when Alex first came, the first night he was there, yo. Yo, and this is just like a grandma move, yo. She gave him, I don't know if you paid attention, she gave him a plate that had lasagna on it.
Mm-hmm.
It had two, oh my gosh, hash brown patties, some eggs, and a damn cake
that
from
cake
the damn.
Was big as fuck, too.
Yeah, the cake from the wedding. It's like, yo. Lasagna with eggs and hash browns. Like, what the fuck is this?
You gotta eat. You gotta eat. When you with grandma, bro, you gotta eat.
Hey, boy, that was wild.
To this day, I go to my grandma's house. First thing she's saying, you hungry? That's it. She don't care about nothing else. If you answer that, and then you get the rest of her. But until then, you got to answer that question. That's the first thing she's gonna ask. You hungry? Bro, they make sure you eat, bro.
Yeah,
they make sure you eat, for sure. But you know what though, I what I did like about this too was his relationship with his grandma. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just the fact that, you know, they had that loving, caring relationship, and you could tell like he really, really, you know what I'm saying, would do anything for his grandma, which made this that much more believable. You know what I'm saying? That chemistry that they had on the screen, that really did a lot for this movie too. Because this movie is technically really only at his grandma's house for maybe about, I say like maybe 30% of the movie. The most of it is them being either at the work site or
at Dante's house.
Yeah, which, yo, Peter Dante. He plays these very like eccentric roles in films. The only straight man role that I've ever seen him in is when he was in Big Daddy. And he was the gay lawyer with the matter of fact, I think what's her name was the other lawyer. What's his name? The dude that played Alex.
Alan Covert.
Alan Covert. I think they was the two lawyers in Big Daddy, right? Him and Dante. If I'm not mistaken.
Well, I haven't seen Big Daddy in a minute.
Yeah, they were the lawyers because... Oh, my God. I think the kid was Alan Covert's character's kid, if I'm not mistaken. I got to rewatch Big Daddy. But I know for sure that they were the two gay lawyers. And that shit, that was the first time I've ever seen this nigga, like, normal. Usually, like, he got the, like, he on some super high smoked out shit. Like, he always got that type of role. Like, outside of, you know what I'm saying, that one, he's always smoked out. So in this one, like, it made sense as to, you know, him being the, first off, he was the weed man. Now, this is the dangerous part about being the weed man and being that person. You can't be the weed man and smoke as much as he do.
And come up with these dumbass ideas.
Yes.
Fucking getting a lion.
No.
We got a lion first.
He bought the monkey first.
No, he got the lion first.
You're right. He did buy the lion first and it got loose.
Yeah, he was on the news.
and then, that nigga went and got the shaman, the African shaman, and was just kicking it with this nigga. Bro, like, what the fuck was that about?
Yo.
Like, where did you find this nigga?
No, when he had, I forget what scene it was. Like, so my son, yeah, it came in, and it was one of the scenes where my shaman dude was like, and I just like started laughing. And my son was like, "What's so funny?" He said, "All he did was."
Oh yeah, he don't know yet. Yeah, that's crazy. That's fucking crazy. What was his name?
That was funny.
Or some shit like, bro. Where the fuck was this nigga from? What was his purpose of being with Dante?
I don't know where he was from because dude, he was talking to the Chinese dude
in Chinese.
Exactly. It's like where are you from, my guy?
Bro, that shit was crazy. Everybody was looking at this nigga like the fuck, bro. That shit was so unexpected, bro. This nigga Dante lives a wild life. First and foremost, you don't even know what Dante's house looks like. You just know what his basement looks like.
That's it.
That's fucking it. This nigga went and got a monkey and taught it karate to keep him safe from the lion. Just get rid of the fucking lion. First and foremost, how much money was this nigga making? That's what I want to know. Because if you out here buying, we seen Joe Exotic. We know how much wild animals cost. This nigga out here buying exotic animals. And doing some wild shit. I think the last one he bought was like an elephant or some shit like that.
Yeah, he got Samantha and Alex an elephant. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, bro. Where's he finding this shit? And how much money is this nigga making out selling weed? This nigga is the most successful weed man I know. This nigga walked into the office at Alex's job. And what is the fucking boss's name, bro? Mr. Cheezel.
Mrs. Cheesley,
yeah. Yeah, this nigga said, Dante? He's like, No.
He said, Mr. Cheesley said, I had a dream. He said that I was a snake.
Oh, my God. That shit, bro.
And then he said something else. He was like, man, where do you get your weed? He was like
from you.
From you, Dante. He was like, oh, Mr. Jesus. I was like, yo, these people. Bro, is stupid,
first and foremost, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I hated that nigga's chin hair, bro. I hated it, bro. That shit was pissing me off that whole movie. Every time he pop up on screen, bro, like, why did they put that shit on this nigga face, bro?
No.
They could have just gave him some, like, regular, that little, whatever that shit is called right there, where they just keep that.
Hey, I didn't like that, bro. The reverse Hitler?
whatever it is, bro. I know what it's called, but I forgot what it's called. But whatever that is, that shit is ass, bro. That's not cool. If you are, and you know who I always see with that shit, it's always a dude that is like 45 and up and plays guitar for a band. Nobody else does that shit except them. I guarantee you, when you see a nigga like that, bro, he plays guitar for a band, bro. Whether it's a funk band, a rock band, that shit, it don't matter. They play guitar for a band. They always got that. It's Soul Patch. That's what it's called. They always got the Soul Patch right there. I hate that shit, bro. That's a dumbass facial hair thing. That's worse than the handlebar mustache to me. I hate the handlebar mustache as well. Not a fan of that. And what's the one shit? Pork chop sideburns. I hate them shits, bro. Mutton chops or whatever they call it. Trash. All trash. Three worst facial hair decisions ever.
All right, Mr. Cheezer, but I'm gonna say, I was a bird.
Bro,
flying through the air.
Oh my
God. Yeah, and then he said,
down into the water.
He was a dolphin.
Hey man, that nigga, bro. That's another thing that cracks me up too. Like the fake yogi people, when they be like all into it and shit, like when they be doing the spiritual yoga shit, and then they tell you shit like that, like I was a snake that turned into a fucking butterfly. Be like, hey man, cut this shit short, bro. What the fuck are we talking about? I don't know what none of this shit means. God damn. But okay, so before we get into the fire flames, because it's about time to get busy. Who was your favorite character? Who did you think was the worst character?
Ooh, good question. The best character, man, because I really fuck with Alex, but that's too easy.
Mm-hmm.
It might have to be I don't know, man. I might gotta go Jeff, man. Because
really?
Yeah, because even though Jeff had the like some of the one-liners, man, that was memorable. Like when Alex's phone had went off. Mm-hmm. And it was the front desk. Mm-hmm. He was like, "This Alex here," and it was like, "Your grandma's there." Somebody's making a delivery. He's like, "He said the delivery guy got a boner." Like, it was just out of nowhere. He just said the most off the wall. Yo, when he did the Dance Revolution game, yo, come on,
killed it, bro.
Come on.
And I feel like in real life he really can play that shit.
Yo, hilarious.
Yo, do you remember the when that shit was like at the peak when they had like the Dance Revolution craze?
I remember that. Yes.
Oh my God, bro. Let me tell you something. So we used to have an arcade in our mall. And so it was like the stereotypical thing where every time they showed like Dance Revolution, it'd be an Asian kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if the universe was fucking with me or if this was just like some real deal shit, but every time we went to the mall and go to the arcade, there was Asian kids playing Dance. Nobody but the Asian kids playing Dance Revolution. That shit was a real thing. And like they had like techniques and choreography, all that shit. And they really was into that shit. I cannot play that shit for nothing.
It's funny you say that because if I say my worst character was probably Kane. Like, okay. He just always felt like he was going to die because he couldn't do something right. So it was just like, okay, dude, it's not this serious. We're talking about games here.
Right.
Not this serious. So, yeah, I would go there. Like, Jeff, the favorite, and Kane, the worst.
Okay. So, my favorite, I'm at a crossroads. right? Because I really like the Samantha character.
I do too. I almost went Samantha.
Yeah, I really like the Samantha character because I felt like she was really like true to the blueprint that they was trying to do for this character. But I'm not gonna lie, bro. JP, hey, bro. This movie is that much better with this nigga in here. When that nigga went to that nigga house and told him about the shit with Samantha, and that nigga started crying, and the drool was dropping out of it. Bruh, I was on the floor fucking crying, bruh. Because it felt like he was faking it, but at the same time, the whole time I'm waiting for him to, like, wink up and look and shit like that to see, like, but no, this nigga was really fucking crying. I'm like, yeah, nah, I gotta go JP, bro. Cause that he was just too fucking funny, bro. He was just that awkward ass, weird ass, nerd ass dude that just everything about this nigga, you know, like especially in high school, like you know a nigga like this in high school. But yeah, I gotta go JP. The worst character is Josh. I'm sorry. Fuck Josh, bro. Cause how you do your boy like that? How you sitting out here going to a massage parlor getting happy endings, not paying the rent?
You're right. I gotta change that. I forgot about that. And then come at the party. Like, nah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm like, bro, you lucky Alex is a good dude, bro. Cause I would never have let that nigga in the party. Honorable mention goes to what is Schneider's character's name? Yuri, the landlord. I don't fuck with that nigga. I don't fuck with that nigga. Because that nigga was on that fucking Bluetooth, bro. That shit. I hated that era, bro. That Bluetooth.
Remove your testicles.
Bro. No, he didn't have a Bluetooth. He had the flip phone with the wired headset. I hate that. And I hate the designs that the Bluetooth was in too, though. But that wired headset shit, bro, on a phone, that shit look crazy. That shit looks crazy. I do not fuck with that shit, bro.
He didn't have to break his bong, man.
That's why I said I don't like that. That's where I was about to get to. Bro, when he threw that nigga bong, and that motherfucker broke. First and foremost, you hoe-ass nigga. You threw it, and you threw it up under my fucking car when I'm about to drive off. Bro, if my fucking tire get flat because of you, I'm coming back to whoop his ass. You gonna need them two movers if I have to come back here, bro. I guarantee you. You know what I'm saying? But nah, man. Rob Schneider is that dude, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Only Rob Schneider could play a role like that. He's played so many different roles because nobody knows what Rob Schneider is. So, like, he gets away with all that shit. This is that he's the first racially ambiguous white man that I've seen to pull this shit off. Like, we know Rob Schneider is white, but we don't really know if Rob Schneider is white. I fuck with Rob Schneider, man.
Well, we know who his dad is, though.
So. Who?
You don't know who Rob Schneider's dad is?
I feel like I do, but I'm not going to say I do.
You would know. Once I say the movie, you would know.
What?
He's the main character in Jaws, man.
I damn sure don't know now.
So you have you seen any other original Jaw movie?
Don't kill me, but fuck no.
Okay, well, that's his dad. Really? I thought you would at least seen the Jaws.
Nothing about Jaws. You should, if you know anything about Jaws, you should know there's nothing about Jaws that I want to see, bro.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, Jaws was a big thing. You know what I mean? Like back in the 70s and shit. Because that was a...
No, yeah, for sure. They are iconic and classic films. You know what I'm saying? But to me, it's stupid. Because first and foremost, Jaws was like, what? Maybe an hour 20 long? Maybe a little bit longer at max? No, it can't be no more than an hour 30, right?
I mean, I don't remember that. But yeah, like his dad is the main character.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But no, like Jaws can be cut down to 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You show people for 10 minutes getting ready to go to the beach. 5 minutes, they get to the beach. I'm sorry, 2.5 minutes, they get to the beach. Another 2.5 minutes, shark attack. 5 minutes is them getting out of the fucking water and going home. There's no need for them to... if you know there's a big-ass shark in the water attacking and biting people at its own will, right? Like, this motherfucker is just... like, that's its intent through the whole movie. Just don't go... shut the beach off.
Yeah, I think the way that the movie went was they were trying to... it was trying to like get like
they're trying to catch it, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were trying to catch it. So they, because I mean, like, dude, they were like losing money, like
it was losing. So money. They were, what the fuck are you gonna do catching the shark? What are you gonna do with the shark if you catch it? Kill it?
I don't remember. I haven't seen it in a minute.
Yeah, didn't it bite a boat?
It did.
And nobody thought that was trash. Nobody was like, what the fuck is this? That's crazy to me, bro. People are, you know what? I've come to a realization of one thing. This is what I meant to tell you too. I meant to tell you this off, but now that we're talking about this, I think this is the perfect time to bring this up. So I feel like with certain movies, because Americans are, because we are so like wild and free and shit, there's one movie, no matter what you like, no matter what you do in this type of movie, it's going to be successful no matter what. In this movie, all you have to do is just have a big ass animal and you can make that movie forever. King Kong, Godzilla, Jurassic Park, Jaws, The Meg, like all of them shits, I guarantee you Meg 3 is on the way. I promise you, Meg 3. I fell asleep on the Meg 2 twice. But it's definitely a Meg 3. Sharknado is another one of them. Big ass sharks flying through tornadoes, killing people. But nobody like give a damn about none of that, which I don't even understand how that works. Because if a shark get out of water, it's a possibility that the shark dies.
Yo, you want to know something wild? You seen the movie. His name is Roy Snyder. You seen the movie that he's in. And that movie would be The Punisher. He was Frank Castle Sr. So you've definitely at least seen him in one thing. Rob Snyder.
You said the movie was called Seniors?
No, The Punisher.
The Punisher.
He was Frank Castle Sr. Oh, he was Frank Castle's dad. Yes. Word? Yes.
The first one, right?
Yeah, the first one.
Where they get shot on the beach?
On the beach, yes.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah, that's his dad.
Okay, that's what's up. But no, seriously, I just on some real shit, bro. I don't understand how like anybody seen that movie and was like, "Yeah, this is amazing."
Well, that's what's got Steven Spielberg on the map, man.
And that's what's crazier, because didn't he do Jurassic Park?
He did, but I mean, I think that if he didn't get Jaws,
I'm just saying, like, he did drugs. That go to my point. Like, as long as you put a big ass animal in the movie,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Yep. People are gonna fucking love it. No matter what, I'm telling you, no matter what, the shark bit a boat. Think about this. Think about what we're saying right now. The shark bit a boat in half, I believe. And people love this movie. A Tyrannosaurus bit through a car. And people love Jurassic Park.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? As long as you got big ass animals in the movie, bro, anything is possible. They had King Kong fall in the water and fight Godzilla. But they made it as if, you know what I'm saying, the water was so deep that he couldn't like do nothing in the water. Motherfucker's a 100-foot-tall gorilla.
Man, he's out of drowning, man.
Come on, man. Come on, that water wasn't 100 feet deep, my nigga. Like, come on, bro. We gotta stop, man. We gotta stop, bro. This nigga Godzilla was standing in the water, bro, and like the water was only like a couple inches off his head, man.
Hey, man, Godzilla is like.
As a matter of fact, if I'm not tripping, didn't Godzilla stand up in the water
to fight that nigga? No. They was hopping from boat to boat, well, ship to ship, and they was fighting like that. But Godzilla was tied down. That's why it was an unfair fight.
No, King Kong was tied down.
King Kong. I'm sorry. Kong was tied down. He was tied
down.
But
I'm saying, wasn't Godzilla in the water at first?
He was.
And like, then he
swam and all that shit.
He came up out the water, right?
Yeah.
So how the fuck is Godzilla standing up in the water and King Kong not? That's what I'm saying. It just be absurd shit in the movie that they don't nobody care. I'm telling you, big ass animals, bro. They do it every time. Big ass animals or big ass monsters. Them two is gonna alien. Perfect example. Alien. This skinny black thing, fast, you know what I'm saying? It got two mouths. Well, it don't got two mouths, it got a tongue with a mouth. You know what I'm saying? Tail is crazy, you know, predator. You know what I'm saying? 6 foot Jamaican with a mask on, going around with advanced technology, smoking shit. Like, nobody cares whatsoever as long as that motherfucker is ginormous, bro. I'm just saying, bro. Nobody cares.
6 foot Jamaican.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, bro. You ever seen a 6 foot Jamaican? How tall is Usain Bolt? Like 5'11", 5'10"?
No, come on. Usain Bolt's like 6'5", man.
I don't know, man. I think he looked tall because like he's slender, but I don't know, bro. We got to get the official stats.
Usain Bolt's like 6'5".
That might be cap. That might be his Olympic size. You know how they do in the NBA, they give a nigga be 6'2", they give him 6'4". Yeah, that might be Olympic height, bro. We gotta look into that, man. Yeah, that's it, bro. Let's go ahead and get into these fire flames, man.
Usain Bolt is 6'5", 207 pounds.
All right. Can I just say I don't believe that?
You know what I mean?
I don't believe it. I think Usain Bolt, because of his like the way he's built, he looks way taller than what he is.
Okay.
Why the fuck is this nigga running? Why is he a sprinter at 6'5"?
Because he can run 37.5 miles per hour.
This nigga's supposed to be a basketball player, bro. At 6'5", bro, this nigga's the perfect two guard. No, man. 6'5", 207. You know what he could be doing on the basketball court if he knew how to play?
Exactly, man. He played soccer, man. He's from
Jamaica. That's what I'm saying. That's even better. Well, nah. I seen him play soccer, though. He ass.
Yo.
He not that good, bro.
Fireflame. This guy, man.
Hey, y'all think I'm joking? Google Usain Bolt. Yeah, it wasn't what he thought it was gonna be, but let's get into it, man.
Yoga fire, yoga flame.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. So I'm gonna let you recover. I'm gonna go ahead and go first, bro. I enjoyed this movie. This movie was laugh after laugh after laugh. That's what I expect from comedies, especially one of this magnitude and from this production company. I also definitely appreciate this movie because this is like Adam Sandler's like crew that he kind of he kind of like cultivated them himself, you know what I'm saying? Like giving them shots in his movies and constantly putting them on. And we always talk about how when people are making movies, especially producers and directors, they often tend to use the same actors and actresses, and you know what I'm saying, in their films. And Adam Sandler has done that a lot. You know what I'm saying? He constantly is, he's constantly putting these guys in the film, whether it's Big Daddy or Lil Nicky or, you know, Happy Gilmore, just whatever movies he's doing, you're going to see these guys. And shit, even the one with when they redid the Saturday Night Live cast, where they had him and Schneider, David Spade and Chris Rock and all them, you know what I'm saying? I forgot what it's called. The one where they, is it something?
Grown Ups? Or,
yeah, Grown Ups. You know what I'm saying? They were all in Grown Ups too. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and you know how well those two movies did. So, I appreciate that. And not for nothing, bro. When you have a film like this about something that's not as popular, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a movie about a dude who works at a video game company. We don't see that type of creativity anymore, right? Like, lately we've been seeing like a lot of remakes and you know what I'm saying, sequels and all that shit, or they taking a movie from I don't know how long ago and doing a sequel to it, or taking a movie that's already been done and redoing it. You know what I'm saying? They doing a lot of that. It's not a lot of creativity. So being able to see how creative they were with, you know what I'm saying, the plot and the, you know what I'm saying, the premises of this movie, I really fucked with it. And then not only that, they kept true to storytelling. You know what I'm saying? The good guy, the bad guy, you know what I'm saying, a damsel in distress, good guy wins, gets the girl at the end. You never could fail, you know what I'm saying, with that blueprint. So I'm giving this a 4.
Okay. We are on the same page, man. I felt like this movie, you know, I'm not, you know, the comedy fan as you are, but this gives you every single element. And like the thing that I like about it the most is, even though some of the stuff can't necessarily fly today, being 2024, but this shit holds up though, because it's still hilarious.
Yeah,
like it holds up so much. So, I think the casting, I think it was perfect. I think they picked the right people to play the parts that was being played. And but yeah, man, this I got to give it a 4 too, man. I'm right there neck and neck with you, because this shit is hilarious and it's still funny every time I watch it.
It's always funny. And you kind of find something new every time you watch it too. That's what I definitely like. A good comedy movie, I feel like every time you watch it, you should always, or at least most of the time you watch it, you can always find something different and new that's going to be funny to you that you didn't see, you know what I'm saying, the time before. So I definitely appreciate that too.
Yep.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, the where he was sleeping under the table, as a kid, that was funny as shit to me. I don't know why. I cannot explain to you why I thought that was like the most hilarious thing in the world. As an adult, I get it. You know what I'm saying? If you at work and you got a desk, you definitely had those times where you wanted to get a real quick nap in under that motherfucker. So I get it now. But as a kid, I thought it was hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it ain't so much as funny to me. But yeah, I definitely appreciate it. So let's go ahead and jump into the coming soon.
Good, man.
Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
So our next episode, man, we have a doc that is sure to make you say, what in the hell? Have you watched this yet?
No, not yet.
Oh my God.
Not yet.
Let me tell you something. when I say I was into this, usually depending on like what's going on, I start watching it. And if it's not too like, if it's not too visual, you know what I'm saying? Like, I pull my phone out and, you know, tend to a couple business, check some emails, get back on social media, play maybe a couple games or whatever, and just try to like listen to it as if it's a pod. This one, I tried to do that with my phone and I could not. I didn't even want to look at my phone when this shit was going on. This is a wild ass story. We talking about Lover, Stalker, Killer, the documentary on Netflix. When I tell you, when you guys watch this, you are going to, this might be one of those, this might be like Making a Murderer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If people get onto this, this could be like Making a Murder, because this is a wild ass story, bro. When you see this shit, you're gonna be like, there's no fucking way. I'm talking about, you talking about plot turning of a century. This is one of them ones. So yeah, this might be like top 10 plot twists I've ever seen.
Oh, okay.
No shit. This might be top 10 plot twists. So definitely, you guys got to get on that, man. It's on Netflix, Lover, Stalker, Killer. Go check that out ASAP and get with us on the next episode so you can hear what we, you know what I'm saying, got to say about it. But if you enjoyed this episode, if you didn't enjoy this episode, and if you too love video games and robots, hit us up. Let us know on our socials. Instagram at @ViewAnonPod, also on X at @ViewAnonPod. You can follow us on Facebook, VA Pod Watch Group, and make sure you go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure you hit that notification bell. Make sure you like those videos, share them with friends, all that good stuff. Leave a comment. All of our visuals are on YouTube, get released the day after the pod comes out. But if you want to see us ahead of time, you can watch us on Spotify. So make sure you get on Spotify as well. Hit that follow button on Spotify. And you know what I'm saying? Keep running those numbers up for us, man. We greatly appreciate it. And if you want to follow me personally, you can follow me on Twitter or X at Scooch Bronson. You can share my bio, and all my other socials and stuff are there.
And y'all can find me at s.foster8 on Instagram and on X at 28 minutes or less pod. It's just on IG. Follow the podcast 28 minutes or less. Last episode is still 145, which is Power Book 3, Raising Kane in Season 3. You know what I'm saying? Went about an hour and 10 going through that season. So if y'all a fan of the show, or even if you're not and you're just intrigued, go check that out on all major platforms.
Absolutely, man. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for tuning in. Your support is always greatly appreciated, man. And until the next episode, like they say in Hollywood,
that's a wrap.
Cut.